In Northwest News on KPLU, the Seahawks host the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday afternoon. The Hawks are hoping for a second win against their rivals this season to move them closer to the playoffs. Meanwhile, a lot of people are wondering whether it will be Jim Harbaugh's last visit to Seattle as coach of the 49ers. Sports commentator Art Thiel certainly hopes not. Art, besides the anticipation of this second clash of the rivals this season, there's a sideline story that's taken hold. This might be 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh's last game in Seattle?
Yes, that may be true. And if so, I would wear a black armband for 6 months. Jim Harbaugh is the columnist's dream. And I say that really with a great deal of affection because he's a tremendous coach. They've been to 3 consecutive NFC title games. He's been to a Super Bowl, hasn't won it, and the fact that Pete Carroll has is a source of great annoyance to Harbaugh. But he's so intense, it's really his best asset, and it's his worst liability. He burns people out, and signs are pointing to the fact that he will not return in San Francisco.
Well, he was supposed to have something locked up to extend his contract there, right? And he doesn't yet.
Right. The 49ers owner and general manager couldn't come to an agreement about extending his contract. He still has another year to run, but typically successful coaches are re-signed to extensions in order to provide continuity and not to undercut the coach's authority. Well, that didn't happen this year, and so that began a cascading effect of speculation that he wasn't going to be back. It's clear that there is a lack of affection between the owner of the 49ers, Jed York, and Harbaugh, as well as between Harbaugh and the general manager, Trent Baalke. So there's been a lot of tension in the organization. There's a lot of disharmony, and I hope that Seattle fans can appreciate the fact that the exact opposite is true with the Seahawks. So I think there's a real sense that the 49ers' window of championship contention now is closing.
Well, if the 49ers don't want Harbaugh, where would he go?
Well, that's going to be high drama, I think, because his resume suggests that any franchise with a coaching vacancy will want him there. And there's also a possibility that he might want to return to the University of Michigan. He's an alum, would be hailed there as a savior. The Michigan program has been down. I just don't think he's going to go back there because I think he wants to be among the best, and that's the NFL. My early odds-on favorite is going to be the Oakland Raiders, which just beat the 49ers last Sunday. They just fired their head coach earlier in the year, and they've got an interim coach now. So it would be perfect timing for Harbaugh to just move across the bay. So I think there's a chance that that could happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the special nature of the Seahawks-49ers matchup.
Well, it's been the best of the best, and the Seahawks have been just a little bit better, and that's probably what irritates Harbaugh about it. All of his gyrations and his gestures and facial expressions, his goofy remarks post-game, it's all just wonderful stuff because he's my favorite cartoon villain among any NFL players, and frankly, the Seahawks and the 49ers are the best thing that the NFL has going right now. And for Harbaugh to leave, that would just be such a shame.
Well, how do you see things shaking out on Sunday?
The Seahawks are 10-point favorites, and I think that might be a little optimistic because I think there's going to be a lot of fury in the 49ers. They're 7-6. This is their last best shot to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. So I think you're going to see a very intense game from them, and I think it's going to be closer than 10 points. But I think in the end, Seahawks' talent and youth and health are going to prevail.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.